Welcome to another episode of Shuttle Talks Radio. You know who it is. Go Boogie Mingo. And like always, if you smoke and you're smoking now, be responsible. And we'd like to thank the man above for getting us started today. And hopefully everybody doing good out there. You know, it's been a lot of shit going on across America, across the world. And, you know, you just got to stay focused and you overcome that. You know what I'm saying? Stay focused, keep the man in your life and stay enlightened. But we're going to get straight into the action. We're going to start straight with this NBA shit, man. You know, the Lakers are looking real bad right now. That's nothing new. Last night they lost to Atlanta Hawks, which was pathetic. I'm seeing Trae Young play like he was playing at Oklahoma again or some shit. Like he just going straight to the rack on anybody. You know what I'm saying? I blame the front office. I don't really blame LeBron, but I blame the front office for trying too hard to get Anthony Davis. When in fact, it was plenty of other players they could have got. They could have got Avery Bradley. Hell, he dropped 33 last night for Memphis in a one-point loss to San Antonio, but he had 33. They could have got Vaughn Baker. They could have got Bobby Portis, Jabari Parker, Kyle Korver, Wayne Ellington. That's the problem I'm having. Like, you were trying to trade your whole team for one player. Okay, that's cool. AD a beast. We all know that. But he's just one player. You was about to trade four or five players for. So what if you would have gave up a draft pick for Wayne Ellington? Or what if you would have made a deal with Chicago and got Bobby Portis? They would have took anything. Got Bobby Portis. Got Jabari. Get some other decent players, decent role players. You go get Reggie Bullock. I'm not knocking no hooper who made it to the NBA. But Reggie Bullock, his jump shot that way? I don't think so. His defense not that good to me. Y'all got him to space the floor, and y'all not even really doing shit out there. I don't see what's going on. I know I talk a lot of shit about Orlando Magic, but they've been stepping up lately. Don't mean y'all gonna make any noise. They've been stepping up. I guess all these teams trying to tank to get these draft picks. But who knows? Wesley Matthews on the Pacers. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. That's really not going to help them. I don't see them keeping third in the East without Victor Oladipo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Toronto, they got Marc Gasol. It may catapult them to first. And I'm a Bucks fan. I'm running with the mill. You know what I'm saying? Milwaukee gonna do something, but I notice it's kind of like the Houston Rockets, man. And when I say that, I mean by you got one player who your superstar. And if he go down or he miss a game, y'all getting blown out by any team on any given day. And that's basically what's happening in Milwaukee if Giannis Antetokounmpo sit out. You know what I'm saying? If the Greek Freak sit out, man, y'all done. I agree with what Shaq said a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Where's Chris Middleton when he's not in? When he's not suited up to play, where's Chris Middleton, man? And I'm a Chris Middleton fan, but man, the only person who played good that game was Eric Bledsoe. Y'all lost to Orlando, man. Shit crazy. The East is crazy. I don't know what the fuck Cleveland Cavaliers doing. I guess they tanking too. Obviously, New York tanking. Like, these teams tanking, man. And it's the Eastern Conference. You only got four teams to worry about. Well, in my eyes, opinionated, I'm just a fan. You know what I'm saying? But you only got Toronto, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Boston. And I'm looking at the top two teams out of those four to me, Philly and Boston, just the way they play. If they got Kyrie, if Gordon Hayward step up, sometimes Toronto don't show me nothing. But with Gasol there and Leonard, I think they can show a lot. They can make it to the championship. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's over my Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be a realist at the same time as be opinionated and just a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like Milwaukee Bucks. I always have. You know what I'm saying? But Toronto look like they got a better team. Because, you know, you can just cancel out players. People say, oh, boy, you like the Bucks? Well, because of Greek Freak? Say, nah, man, I like them because I always have. So I'm just going to ride with them. I've been liking them before the Greek Freak. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just riding with who they got. When they got Eric Bledsoe, thought they did something decent. But he inconsistent. That's why I say he can cancel out Kyle Lowry, because that nigga inconsistent. Greek put up his points. Leonard put up his points. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whatever little points Chris Middleton put up, Siakam gonna put up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever points Maricich put up, Ibaka gonna put up. And we didn't even say shit about Gasol yet. So that's why I say Toronto got it. We all know what New York Knicks doing, since they want to buy people contracts and just send them elsewhere, let them do what they want. Brooklyn looking real good. The boy LeVert back. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn looking real good. I wish they would have picked up another big man. Of course, we got the Afro. We got Jared Allen or whatever. But we need somebody off the bench to come in and do some damage. I'm really not a fan of Hollis Jefferson game. Like, not on the offensive side. On defense and rebounding, you know what I'm saying? Play your role, you good. But when I see him pushing the ball up the court, you know what I'm saying? And Joe Harris right there, like, I'd rather Joe Harris bring that bitch up. Hell, I'd rather Carroll bring that bitch up. I mean, you bring that bitch up and just look lackadaisical. Like, but you trying to be fast. But I don't know, man. I just don't like his offensive game. You know what I'm saying? He knocked down some shots when he wide open. But that's all he need to do. Cutting to the basket, cool. Hit him with the dime, bow. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But for him to facilitate the fucking offense, no bueno. I don't give a fuck. Second stream, third stream on the court. Do not have him facilitate the offense. Let him be a role player. To me, he just a souped up Draymond Green who got a better good shot. You know what I'm saying? But I take that back, because he don't pass like Draymond. He don't got no dribbling like Draymond. So that's out of there. Miami, man, I don't know. They finally got rid of one person. I see they got rid of Tyler Johnson. They need to get rid of Whiteside. You know what I'm saying? Bring in two players. At least get one star down there. See if D-Wade will stay one more year. Get you a little bench call today. Like I say, Orlando, they stepping up. Orlando stepping up. Fournier giving me more than just 6 points, 8 points, 7 points. You know what I'm saying? He giving me more than that now, which is decent. And ever since Aaron Gordon went to wearing the Space Jam 11s, the Uncle Drew's that he had on in the Uncle Drew movie, he been going off. So that's good. Terrence Ross and Fuse Chick always do their thing. So they looking decent. Will they make it? I don't know. Atlanta decent, but they young right now. Give them a year or two. On the West, man, like I say, we all know what the Lakers doing. It's Golden State of Denver. People say, man, Lakers going to get swept if they get in the 8th seed. Like, yeah, they're going to lose that series. I say, shit, they get in the 7th seed, they're going to lose to Denver. So, yeah, it don't matter. Only top seed, that's the weed. The only top seeded team they can beat probably is Portland, if that. You know? Portland need one more piece, man. I don't know what they're doing. They need one more piece. Can Denver do it? I don't know, man. Damn sure Rockets ain't doing nothing unless they make a key acquisition and sign somebody. Them niggas ain't doing shit out here on these streets. Niggas went to the Western Conference Final Game 7 this year. You ain't even making it. Like, you niggas out of line. Every year y'all do some dumb shit. Go deep in the playoffs. Next year, trash. Next year, go deep in the playoffs. Next year, trash. Just, the cycle continues, man. I'm saying, so, like I say, though, it's going to be a great offseason in the NBA. It's going to be a great offseason. There's going to be great playoff games. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, after this weak-ass All-Star game, we're going to have some nice, tough-fought games for the rest of the season. On the note of NFL, Brown signed Kareem Hunt. Say, shit, somebody needed to sign him. Give him that second chance, let him do what he gonna do. If he fuck up again, then you get him out of there. But you know, the Browns into giving second chances, third and fourth, they done did that. With several people. Then you got the bullshit that the Patriots say they was the ex-Brown, I think Brian Howard or whatever. Third string quarterback for the Patriots said he was watching everything on the Rams and figured out all their play calls and all this other shit. It's like, damn, man. That shit crazy. You can't make a rule that they can't watch that shit. Other teams can't watch that shit. Just like supposedly people who go to court and shit can't watch the news or talk about certain shit. Why the hell are you motherfuckers out here letting these boys watch the game? Or watch they shit? Fuck it. Keep losing. Let the Patriots keep winning. Who cares? My four teams ain't doing shit, so who cares? Not too big on the NFL anyway. I'd rather watch college. Motherfuckers who playing with meaning. Niggas trying to do something. Playing with effort. I'm going to jump into this rap category. I was telling a lot of people, man, y'all slept on that, the upgrade with 40 Cal, Hell, Real, Ruger Rep, and J.R. Ryder. Y'all slept on that. Hopefully y'all don't sleep on that Fred the Godson. Joel Ortiz. It's somebody else. I know I'm missing somebody out. You know what I'm saying? But they eating shit as usual. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a couple of these new YMW Melly or some shit like that. Got some tracks I've been jamming. Been jamming some Rowdy Rich lately. Always jamming Dolph. You know what I'm saying? I've been on that Trey Hometown Hero. Been on a lot of shit lately. I always jam that Davies Karma 1 and 2. Which is probably the hardest nigga out right now. Like, up and coming nigga, new nigga. Probably one of the hardest niggas out. Bar for bar. Thank you.